Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Dwayne Jacobs. Correlation, you are the CTO.
Yes, sir.
Chief Technology Officer at Correlation. So what does that job entail? I mean, that job must be an adventure because every day must be different, right?
I'm responsible for the development of the product, development and support of the product. So my team is the team that creates it, deploys it, converts people from another core onto Keystone.
That's a job unto itself, right there.
Absolutely. We are developing all the new features and function, but we also support our existing clients as well. So I got technical trainers that are on the team to help our clients learn how to leverage the system better, and I also have a group of folks that help our third-party partners integrate into Keystone as well.
And they're all right out here,
absolutely,
right behind the camera.
Right,
so
right.
Great to have them here. All right, I want to talk to you about, you guys had an executive fireside chat yesterday, and I'm so bummed that I missed it because that was the one thing I really wanted to see here, so I missed it. So can you share with me what some highlights that were discussed, or even from your perspective as well? I'd just love to be a fly on the wall in that room during that time.
Well, you missed out, so I
so give us a highlight, give us a summary.
I had the pleasure of joining a number of colleagues, Rob, Lori, Jeff, and Tim. We all got up on stage, and we got a set of questions from our client base that we dove into. Some of the topics included, an update on our Linux option, update on commercial services. We spoke about the company culture and what we did during the pandemic and how we're carrying that forward. We talked about our new third-party certification for our third-party vendors.
Right on.
So it was and then afterwards, I actually, when I was walking around, a lot of people came up and they thought that that was just the greatest session because
I loved it.
There was a lot of interaction, with each other, and we played off each other quite well. So,
I just remember last year you guys did it. I think last year was the first you guys did it, and that was my favorite part of the conference. I mean, it's a great, everything rocks here for sure, but that was my favorite part. It was kind of like getting a behind the scenes look at what goes on at Correlation. So and you guys addressed all the timely topical things. So it was really cool to see. So
yeah, it was very well received by the attendees. Here,
Indeed. Was there anything that kind of stood out during the discussion that kind of stuck with you? Any crypto talk or
We talked about how things like, how we include innovation within the project, what our processes were.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of interest in the Linux option.
Really?
So
okay.
Cool. I provided some stats on that.
Okay.
I think that was we actually announced the option in the 2020 conference, and we've got lots of clients that are currently on the Linux option, whether it be on Power or whether it be on x86, and we've got a lot that are in queue that want to move to that option as well. Recently, we put together a special project, so we've got it kind of packaged deliverable. And we're running that through its paces right now. So it's a very popular option.
Clients are excited about that. Indeed.
We're seeing like 25% to 30% cost advantage going to Linux.
Even better.
Absolutely.
It's icing on the cake. Sure. I'm going to ask you a really loaded question here, Dwayne. But how has your job, how has the CTO position changed over the years? Because 10 years ago, a lot of technology obviously was reserved for the server room, all the guys in the IT department stuff. But now all this stuff, it permeates the entire credit union or any type of organization for that matter. So how have you seen things change over the years? Even through the pandemic into now, because things are happening so fast?
So I would say, you know, a lot of the, I come from a world that it was a distributed world, right? Previous to correlation. So I had teams that were all over the world, actually. And when I first got here, we valued the face-to-face interaction quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And we had to shift gears at pandemic time, and we had to go virtual,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And we learned a lot of lessons as part of that from a people, process, and technology perspective, and we're going to continue to carry some of those lessons learned forward. Mm-hmm. So we're continuing to allow our colleagues the option of coming in or working remotely.
Right.
We were all, before the pandemic, we were actually all based here in San Diego.
Yeah, remember,
we're now in 29 states.
That's
in
awesome.
Fact, I live in Georgia. So, and come into town every week.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is a lot of, so we've learned a lot. Our velocity has increased tons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because of the fact that we, have the work from home model.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we also still leverage the same agile method, which lends itself to that kind of operating model. So we're, Scrum, Agile, and, those touch points that are part of that framework are very much applicable to a distributed environment. So, informally, we were very prepared to go to a distributed environment.
Oh, yeah.
We learned a lot, and we're going to continue to use those methods.
Yeah, and we're all still learning. We're all still kind of feeling our way through the dark on this type of stuff. But
absolutely.
It's great to have templates like yours and other organizations out there to kind of like, oh, let's try that. Let's see if that works. So, yeah, really good stuff. Anything else to add, Dwayne? This is really, really good stuff. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy running around here, so appreciate your time. But anything else to add?
Great, great speaking with you.
Of course.
And
thank you.
Know what? I hope to see a lot of you guys in person next year.
That's right.